Are you listening?
It's Anything and Everything with Mel.
Damn.
The singularity is inevitable. It is. I think all the signs are pointing to it. We literally can't help but to create things. We are a species that is morbidly curious. We literally have the urge to find easier ways to make things more efficient and do things. Like, if you put two humans on another planet and they created a colony and they had to start another, like, from scratch, eventually they're going to figure out the wheel. They're eventually going to figure out how to roll an object from point A to point B a lot easier than have to carry it on their backs. Like, that's inevitable eventually. And then eventually they're going to figure out a way to throw an object, to get one object to another really quickly so it can hurt like an animal, so it can hunt. Like, they're going to figure out ways to throw. Maybe it eventually it's going to get into a spear, then maybe a bullet or a slingshot. You know, it's going to eventually move its way out, and then maybe a laser gun. I mean,
right.
But that's inevitable. Same thing with just efficient technology, things that make eating easier, life easier, health, longevity, all of this stuff is, like, literally instinctually embedded into our minds and our characteristics, right? The singularity, of course, is inevitable. We are literally just like a fungus that's growing technology. I think we're literally just a tiny stepping stone in the whole human history. Like, the if you look at the universe on a grand scale and time and stuff, we're going to be
beginning
a mere,
of something.
We are literally just the birthing of the technological immortal god that will live on for eons longer than we have existed. You know what I'm saying? Like, think about it on that scale. We are definitely, we're super important. We may be the most important thing into the universe because of the fact that we are creating, maybe the creator.
Yeah.